We're on step 8, and I will turn the time over to Claudia for the presentation.
Hi, everybody. Remember when I told you that step 8 was just making a list?
Yes.
I lied.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, don't skip step 8. I know a lot of people came into COSA and immediately thought, not many of us, but some of us immediately thought of what it would be like to make amends. They, maybe not to the sex addict in their life, but in different different people in their lives that they may or may not have harmed, because I know for me, I wanted to make my relationships better. I wanted people to be happy with me. I wanted people to love me. And also, I was dealing with some guilt, and I didn't really connect that maybe making an amends that I had prepared for, that I had thought about, that I had prayed about, might be instrumental in removing some of the guilt and the shame that I carried. But don't skip step 8. Step 8 is a spiritual process. It's aimed to make me ready to clean up my side of the street and get relief from guilt and fear and shame and pain. Have you ever walked into a room and seen somebody and your gut just sort of twisted? Step 8 and step 9 can take care of that. The first time I ever made an amends, I was at a 12-step retreat, and my neighbor came up and said, can I talk to you for a minute? And he talked to me, and what he did was he made amends. And I was so thrilled that somebody had made amends to me. I thought it was so wonderful. So I did what any normal red-blooded COSA would do. I made amends to him. I had no idea what I was doing or how to make an amends. I hadn't thought about what harm I had done to him, if any. But I thought that's how you responded to an amends, by making an amends. It turns out I was wrong, and my sponsor gave me the what for, and she was right, because I wasn't ready to make that amends. Turns out I didn't even have a part in harming that man that I made amends to. Or if I did, I don't actually remember. There's a possibility that I did, but I certainly didn't know what it was, and I certainly didn't understand. So, don't skip step 8. In step 8, I move past the relationship that I built with my higher power in steps 1 to 3, and I move past the relationship I built with myself in steps 4, 5, 6, and 7. And finally, when I start step 8, I turn to my relationship with others. It's God, myself, and others, nobody else to play with. I identify all those people that I've harmed, and I get ready to ask for forgiveness. The first step in becoming willing and ready to ask for forgiveness is coming to forgiveness. I have never been able yet to truly make a good, strong amends to somebody that I still harbor a great, big, hairy resentment with. The first part, of course, is making that list. And you've started the list in your step 4. Anybody you named in your step 4 inventory should be on the first part of your list. That doesn't mean you're going to decide at the end of the game that you're going to make amends to that person. But they need to be on that list that you make up, and you need to talk it over with your sponsor and pray about it and decide, have I harmed that person? I don't know about you, but I can't think of a single person in my life, including me, as a single close person in my life, that I have not harmed in some way. So for some people, the challenge is to keep the list from going to 5 pages. For some people, the challenge is to get the list longer than 3 people or 4 people. We're all different. We all have different ways of looking at things, but that's why it's so important to work with a sponsor on Step 8. Now, I know that you guys in Tucson do not have sponsors. Please reach out to Sarah. Reach out to me. Sarah can give you my phone number and talk about the names that are on your Step 8 list or the names that maybe should be on your Step 8 list. And talk about who they are and what you think you did to them, how you think you harmed them. When you get your list together, the next step you'll do is identify what was the harm for each person, what might the appropriate amends be, and then just identify how willing you are to make those amends. I make a list. I identify the harm. I think about the amends, and a lot of times my sponsor comes to save me in that because she can hear me out on what I think the amends might be, and she can help me decide if that's appropriate or not. Why are we talking about how to make amends when it's Step 8? I need to know for me what's involved before I become totally willing to do something. When I found out that my sponsor was going to India the next weekend for 6 months, I kind of flipped out. And I asked somebody who I had just met to become my temporary sponsor. She said, well, I can become your temporary sponsor if you will do a moral inventory every night. And I said, okay. And then I asked, what's a moral inventory? That was a mistake. Always find out what you're committing to before you commit to it. It's really hard to become willing to make some nebulous amends if you don't know what's involved. Okay, Step 8 and Step 9 are really closely interwoven. Chances are really good that you're going to be making an amends to somebody that you've identified as, that should be pretty easy, before you ever become willing to make amends to that. Maybe that sex addict, maybe that parent who hurt you so badly and you haven't yet forgiven them. So, Step 8 and Step 9, there's no clear delineation. So why do we even make amends? I make amends so I can recall anything without pain, so I can disconnect myself from those people who are shackled to me by the harm that I did them. Doesn't make much sense. They harm me and I can usually walk away, but when I harm them, there's something that happens there and I drag that person around for the rest of my life until I clean up my side of the street. And the third reason that I make amends is so I can rid myself of guilt and shame. In Step 8 and Step 9, I carry out the decision that I made in Step 3. I turn over the outcome and I take the action. And I have to remember in Step 8 that I don't know how this amends is going to go, but I have to become willing anyway. I become willing to take the action knowing that I have no control over the outcome. When you make your list and you identify all those things that I talked to you about, what was the harm, what are the appropriate amends, and how willing are you to make those amends, you can put that name in one of 3 columns. You can call it willing now, willing someday, and not willing ever. You can call it now, later, and never. whatever you want to call it, as long as you just identify what's going to be easy for you, what's going to be hard, and what's going to be impossible, and don't even ask. I want to say a little bit about direct amends. I heard that sponsee asked the sponsor if they could make amends by mail. And the sponsor looked at the sponsee and said, of course you can, as long as the harm you did was by mail. Otherwise, it's face-to-face. That's how we generally harm people. We harm them face-to-face, so we make amends to them face-to-face. What if you don't work step 8 and 9? You've got a lot of recovery under your belt. You guys have work steps 1 through 7. Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine making a cake? And the cake recipe has 12 steps. And you do 7 of them and quit there. You're not going to have a cake. You're going to have a mess. Right now you're on a journey of recovery. And you're heading towards a spiritual awakening. Please do not quit before the miracle happens.